Welcome to episode 13 of Help Self with Matty, with me, Matty, from HelpSelfGuru.com, the podcast that helps you to help yourself through the self-help technique known as Help Self. Last time we looked at setting up your own affiliated branch of Help Self with Matty to make some quick cash for both of us. And since listening, my friend Rob has gone and started his own unaffiliated self-help network called Rob's Ready RU. Did he think I wouldn't find out? I'm on his mailing list for a start. This time we're looking at finding some kind of success, any kind, every day of our lives. So, let's find our champion within, Help Selfers. Like nails on a blackboard. Help Self teaches that people need structure. Otherwise we just flit about like butterflies, or even moths, aimlessly going from job to job, getting caught in webs or burnt by naked flames and having trial separations from moths who go off with other moths, or even butterflies. Humans could avoid these fates if we'd only organise our lives properly. A bit of time management is what I need, you need. In Help Self, we divide our time using a 7-day system similar to the common week you may see on any calendar, the type you might get given at Christmas. Or not. Some years you get nothing. If you haven't got one, don't worry. It's basically just the same as a week. Look, it's a week like any other. That's how we organise ourselves in Help Self. Weeks start with Monday. A horrible day. Rancid. But we struggle through it regardless, pushing on until Tuesday, which has little meaning in the scheme of a week. It's basically a bridge between Monday and Wednesday, when at least you begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel, once you've had your midday sandwich and a cup of tea. Thursday's a bit of a nothing day. You can't really give it much attention because you're mainly thinking about Friday, which is a gateway day to the weekend, comprising of Saturday, head and shoulders the best day, depending on how you've wangled it, and Sunday, which is all right until you remember Monday again, about 3:15 in the afternoon. So how do we deal with this relentless schedule of monotony? The Help Self method recommends setting a goal for each day, so when you hear your eyelids crack open first thing in the morning, or sometimes nearer noon, you must ask yourself this question. What do I want to achieve this day of all days? And then answer. But not in a gitty way, with something like, I want to travel to another galaxy and colonise an entire planet for my own personal gain. No, be realistic, that's not a goal. How would you get there? Fuel alone would use up most of the budget, so something more attainable is what should bounce around the brain of a good Help Selfer. Like, can I turn my duvet from a 10.5 tog into a 13 tog without any financial outlay? And then you spend the rest of the day like your life depends on it, because in a sense, it does. It really does. But with Help Self, if it doesn't work out, you can drop it and move on to the next day, because a week won't wait for you no matter who you are. And before you know it, months have gone by and you're still using that pink blanket on top of the duvet, the one with the frolicking bunnies on, which works as well as anything, even if it does remind you of happier times every time you look at it. Of course, it's important to try to actually reach a couple of your own goals at least every few weeks, otherwise you begin to feel like a bit of a failure. So in Help Self, the planning stage is crucial, as it enables you to set the bar low. As we often say in Help Self, aim high, plan low, watch me fly, off I go. Personal goals are no use to anyone if you can't remember them because you thought of them in the woodcutters after your third pipe. So a useful technique is to memorise your goals along with the day you've assigned them to and use the format of a week to keep yourself on track. If achieved, chalk them off in your mental calendar inside your own head. Using the following mindscape, my next week will hopefully go like this.
Monday. Make the best cup of tea ever. Tick.
Teabagging, we're all teabagging.
Tuesday. Purchase a good-sized plunger. Tick.
Flush it, flush it, flush it like that.
Wednesday. Find your missing hat. Tick.
My head feels cold in winter.
Thursday. Get that 50 quid you're owed. Tick.
I'll never ever rent again.
Friday. Kit yourself out with some bright new socks.
looking neat in the street.
Saturday. Engage in some serious help self meditation. Tick.
Listen to Help Self episode 6.
Sunday. Spend some time with nature. Tick.
Spruce, poplar, elm or oak.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Help Self and the technique brings you some kind of daily success, so you keep listening and don't go to another less experienced so-called self-help podcaster who used to be my friend but who now has set himself, ironically, on a path to failure. To sign up for the full program or to big me up, please, DM me on Instagram. And for more information on duvet categorization, just put "what is a TOG anyway" into any search engine, remembering in olden times they used Hessian sacks. Next time we'll be looking at emotional equilibrium and how Help Self can help you achieve balance and serenity within yourself. So until then, I'm ready, Rob. Are you?